You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Even as the government claims it is pulling out all the stops to avoid a nationwide power crisis, worsening of fuel stocks at thermal stations is likely to cripple electricity supplies in the weeks ahead, slowing economic activity. Electricity shortage rose to 80 million units on April 7th, close to an all-time high of 82 million units seen on October 12, 2021, and up from a daily average of just 19.7 million units in March. The states that have already started witnessing temporary power outages in the last few days are Andhra Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Bihar, Jharkhand, Punjab, Haryana, Rajasthan, Telangana, and Uttar Pradesh. The most industrialized states in the country, Maharashtra, Gujarat and Tamil Nadu, are trying hard to avoid load shedding by letting the state-run utilities buy expensive power from GenCos under short-term arrangements and even from the spot market. Moving on, a sharp jump in domestic cotton prices since February, caused partly by a drop in output, has hit the country's textiles and clothing value chain, rendering hundreds of thousands jobless. Prices of the commonly used cotton variety have more than doubled to breach the 90,000 rupees mark per candy of 356 kilograms since February 2021, when an import duty was raised. Local cotton prices have also exceeded global rates by as much as ₹1,500 to 2,000 per quintal. Industry officials say that scores of export orders have either been cancelled by Western buyers or been diverted to India's competitors like Bangladesh, Vietnam, China and Pakistan in recent months, after the steady spurt in cotton prices forced domestic players to try and renegotiate deals. On to industry, the government has provided state-owned enterprises with a one-time window to surrender non-operational coal mines without paying a penalty and without requiring to cite any reasons. The move is expected to free up 45 such coal mines for reallocation through the recently launched commercial coal mines auction policy and ensure higher production of the dry fuel going forward. An official statement said that a 3 months' time will be granted to the allottee government companies to surrender the coal mines from the date of publication of the approved surrender policy. These mines were allocated to public sector enterprises, both central and state, on the allotment route after the Supreme Court cancelled them on various charges in 2014. These were allocated rather hastily to prevent immediate disruption of coal supplies to thermal power plants. In some more industry news, the bankruptcy process of Reliance Capital is likely to be detailed further over a confusion of finalizing resolution plans for its subsidiaries, which are profit-making entities. Apart from being profitable, these subsidiaries are well capitalized and have proper management teams running their operations. A source close to the development said, as per the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, resolution plans cannot be submitted for companies that are not under financial stress. Under Reliance Capital's bankruptcy process, the bidders had two options, either to bid for the entire assets of the company or one or more of its subsidiaries. Next up, economy. A senior official has said that the center has asked state governments to give details of the projects that are ready to be funded under the ₹1 trillion special capex loan to the states. The central government is keen that the entire loan funds are invested in asset-creating projects within the current financial year, giving a fillip to capital formation in the economy. The officials said around 80% of the 50-year soft loan to states would be released solely based on the viability of the projects, while the release of the balance amount would be contingent on the states undertaking specified reforms aimed at improving the productivity of the economy in some critical areas. The center issued the guidelines in this regard to states last week. Now let's hear the update on the launch of 5G. The launch of 5G services by private operators later this year may open up a revenue stream for the state-run loss-making BSNL. The company is looking at leasing its 68,000 telecom towers, 65% of which are fiberized, to private mobile operators who would need more capacity. According to sources, the company has already leased out 13,500 telecom towers, earning an annual revenue of more than ₹1,000 crores, which is consistently increasing. And lastly, let's hear what's expected of the stock market today. Domestic equity markets enter the holiday shortened week after having seen a battle between bulls and bears last week that saw the Lal Streak end with marginal gains. ahead of Monday's session as JX Nifty was down in the red, suggesting a weak start to the day's trade. Global cues were bearish, with major Asian stock markets trading with losses. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.